So it involved a couple of expletives. I thought Andy Vera would have been happy.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
My dad apparently is older than... I think my dad's probably older than Big Fatty.
Yeah, because
no,
Auntie Vera's
older. No one's
older
than Big Fatty.
Well, I think Auntie Vera's older than Big Fatty by a couple of months, isn't she?
My daddy was born in 1954.
Wow. So I am just 10 years younger. Wow. Okay, well, enough about birthdays and being old. Except I want to ask Ricky, what did you do today for your birthday?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I think my dad's probably older than Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 430 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of September, 2009. All of a sudden, I've turned into Amos and Andy. Andy, what's coming up on today's show? Well, Amos, we have got all kinds of things to include the coupon. Lord, now y'all, Amos and Andy, I don't know, do y'all know about Amos and Andy? Amos and Andy, it was a comedy, and it was just blah, people on it, and it was Amos and Andy, and Land of Goshen by George. I don't remember what they used to say, but I know Amos and Andy used to speak like this. And, I don't really remember a whole lot about it. I'm sure that there are some listeners who are much older than I am that can probably tell you exactly what Amos and Andy was about. But, y'all, speaking of Amos and Andy, I don't know... couple of things that have just popped into Big Fatty's mind. Oh, Big Fatty, be careful. Don't let your mind pop. Because a mind is a terrible thing to pop. Y'all, growing up, we had dachshunds. Yeah, that's right, dachshunds. Weenie dogs, as some people call them. And the first couple of dachshunds we had were called Amos. Amos. Amos was their name. And my grandfather, on my hat side, he had a black dachshund also, and he called him Andy. And so, anyways, I don't know where that came from or why we came up with Amos and Andy. So, in fact, I think my parents blamed the naming of the dog on me that I wanted to call him Amos. So, evidently, I was influenced by Amos and Andy. And, Lord, I'm looking at this snowflake microphone, and y'all...
This is into the BFO. I may be retired, but I still want presents, desk. Archer's birthday month starts Thursday.
Long weekend, and y'all, my legs hurt, and, you know... in my back, and y'all, when I got up Sunday morning, I woke up about 8:15, and I tweeted this, anyway, got up at 8:15, oh Lord, and checked the manhunts, and there was nothing going on there, and so, y'all, I went back to bed and slept till 11:30, and I felt wonderful then, but now it's Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, and I'm ready for another nap, but I can't go back to bed now because I'll never sleep this evening. In the interim, I did go to the Publix, and so I do have the coupon for you, y'all. A couple of things that that Big Fatty bought, y'all. I bought some of these. It was I love a coupon, and this says "Try me for free mail-in rebate." Up to $3.99 off baked naturals. Offer ends 11/30/09. So, y'all, I thought I would check that out. It was some kind of new Pepperidge Farm cracker. I don't know if Amos and Andy may have even eaten those crackers, but I'm not sure. I'm sure they did something on Pepperidge Farm. It was probably some sort of menial labor or something. I don't know. Big Freddy, I can't believe you said something like that. But y'all, these are the cheese crisps, and it's the four cheese Italian herb, and it has the Parmesan, the Romano, the Asiago, and the herbs. And I thought I'd give this a try, especially since they were going to be free. So, anyway, y'all, the coupon today was for the public squeeze bottles, six-pack squeeze bottles of water. But, y'all, it was the big kind, you know, not the liter size, but the big kind of size ones. And got those and had the little fancy little tops on them, you know, little caps that you could push up and down and everything. Y'all, they also had... I bought some, they had the Bluebell. I don't know if you get the Bluebell ice cream or not, but it still comes in a one-gallon container. They've not lowered the size of the container, unlike the other companies. They've made it smaller. You can have guys, the other companies. But, y'all, they had blackberry cobbler, southern blackberry cobbler, and I just thought to myself, Brent Friday, you need to try that. Plus, y'all, I went when I was hungry, and y'all, you always spend more when you go when you're hungry, and I bought me a submarine sandwich at the deli today, and y'all, I only ate half of it because I also got some of the brand new Publix potato wedges, and they are fried in the same batter as they fry their chicken in, so I thought I'd give them a try. They're not as good as the... As the Colonels, the KFC potato wedges, those are my favorites. But I'm just looking down the list here. I don't really see. I bought some navel oranges, y'all, because I love the navel oranges. And I thought, well, maybe they'll have some flavor to them now, y'all. And they're from South Africa. And I wonder if this is a theme here, y'all. I was not planning on this theme, but it is the South African. Navel oranges and Amos and Andy. Y'all, it is all coming together. It's just a miracle how these things come together. And y'all, I've got to say, and I announced this on the LFC on Friday night. By the way, that has posted. Mr. Vader has been shining on the spot on getting this up. God. And... y'all, I'm not quite sure where the website is for that, I'm opening the iTurds right now to give you an idea where you can find that little fatty cast. Okay, I'm going to click on that. It is explicit. I will let you know that. Oh God! And y'all, evidently the title of this one is "Ruined Antivera Takes Over." Imagine that. That's, you know, it's very redundant. Y'all, it is over there at that Mevio thing. Oh, and, you know, speaking of Annie Vera, that's where you can get her show, is over there at that Mevio. And I just don't understand it. Y'all, and if you put, the website is lfcv2.mevio.com, M-E-V-I-O.com. Oh, Lord, y'all, it started to play. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, the show was recorded on Friday night, and on that show, Big Fatty announced that he has received a more than four minute telephone call from Jeremiah. And y'all, I'm telling you, it is exactly what you would hope to hear from Jeremiah. In fact, Big Fatty is just going to tempt you just a little bit with just a couple of little clipettes, because I'm not playing the voice letters today, but I want to give you just an idea of some of the things that he mentions in his voice letter. Some things that include this.
Hey, Big Fatty. Without being molested. Dear God. Is there a reptile that has crawled in here? Well, I am telling you that this man's tallywhacker. So that's why I turned to look. And I exclaimed out loud. I agree with Barry. We need to put him to sleep with a death paddle.
Oh, Lord, y'all. I'm... I hope you enjoyed that little preview, because y'all, Miss West gave me that idea to present that way. Big Fatty is going to put credit where credit is due. And so Miss West from that Live It Up podcast came up with that idea. And y'all, I promise you, what you didn't hear is better than what you just did here. Y'all, I didn't finish telling you about the coupon. Y'all, I spent a lot today. I told you I went when I was hungry, and that's never a good thing. I spent $52.30, but I saved $21.21. Y'all, I wonder if that is a lucky number or not. I don't know. Big Friday, is that a lucky number? Y'all, I'll tell you what is a lucky number, and that is on my way to the Publix today, I got to save the coupon there so I can get the crackers for free. Y'all, I love a free cracker! Y'all, I was on my way to the Publix today, and y'all, I passed by the gas station, and the gas was $2.18 a gallon. $2.18! Y'all, I felt like Jeremiah. I wanted to proclaim hallelujah. Because, y'all, it's coming down. It just keeps on dropping, and that's a good thing. So, I don't know how much gas runs on the surface of the sun, but, y'all, I'm guessing it's pretty expensive because it must combust, you know, spontaneous combustion when it's... God, I wish I could stop doing that yawning, y'all. I don't know. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show... we had a clip from way back on Archer's show, back when he was doing a show before he quit. And y'all, he's quitting, evidently. You know, he's like that Sarah Palin. He's quitting. You know, only quitters quit. And so he's not a quitter. And so he's quitting. I don't know. So y'all, if you unsubscribe. Yeah. So, but y'all, I got something from Stephen the Uck. Y'all, he's been very boisterous about some things. I'd like to share one with you. It says, "Hi all, as I have feared, the worst thing has happened. A new epidemic has indeed started, my friends. It looks like nothing can now stop the spread of the new Purina chicken flu, or IFU2.
It's checkerboard time.
Oh, LOL. I crack myself up sometimes, LOL. Princess Hannah has now stopped the podcasting. They are dropping like flies. We need to do all we can to stop the spread of IFU2. Now, so cough into a hanky and send it to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. And y'all, I'm all with Stephen the Uck. I think that you should all send your Purina chicken flu to P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Purina makes you beat it right along. Now, y'all, Stephen the Uck is also very upset, and y'all, this is before Friday night now, but he was very upset that he had to blow it out with Big Fatty, and he says, "I'm blowing it out with Big Fatty. Oh, little Fatty Cass, did it happen last night?" And he was talking about Friday night. "It happened here at midnight in the Uck, so I have to record it, but this is the third time it hasn't recorded." Now, y'all, I've already... Y'all, that one didn't come out quite right. Oh, Big Fatty, what's wrong with you? You're just not belching the way... Are you okay? Do you have the chicken flu? It started... Friday night's Little Fatty Cast started late because Mr... Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Y'all, he was running a little bit late getting home, so we didn't start till about 10 minutes after 7 Eastern Daylight Time, which, of course, as we all know, is the only time zone that really matters, even though Stephen the Uck thinks that, you know, that Greenwich time is the one that matters, the Greenwich. And so he says, insert sounds of frustrated Muttley here. I assume it either didn't happen or happened late, 10 minutes late. So as much as I love you two, and you know I do, I'm giving up. Unsubscribing. Yes, I said the U word, now I feel dirty, and not the good kind. I was going to say, give that little fatty a slap, but then he would probably enjoy it, so maybe just a flick on the ear, just like a flick on a ear. See you next time. See you NT, y'all. Steve, in the my God kingdom. The Uck. Now, Steve and the Uck, I've already told you that you can go over there to that Mevio and get it. Now, y'all, something else that I got here in the e-letter box, and y'all, it gets right back to that chicken flu, okay? It comes from Paul, and Paul sends me this, and it says, what is the difference between the bird flu and the swine flu? And y'all, the bird flu is the chicken flu. I don't know if you knew that or not. For the bird flu, you need tweetment, and for the swine flu, you need ointment. Okay, that was the worst. And y'all, he says it was the worst joke of the day. And y'all, he's right. It was terrible. Y'all, Tim from Tampa, he sent Big Fatty a picture of the Little Pig's genuine pit barbecue sandwiches. And, by the way, those barbecue sandwiches are hickory smoked with love and care. And y'all, on the sign for this barbecue sandwich shop, it says, furry muscle pigs served with all the fixins, daddy style. Y'all, and he can't figure out why picture made him, that sign made him think of Big Fatty. Y'all, I heard from Bjorn over the weekend, and he left a voice letter, so we'll play that later on. But when we play Jeremiah's, but y'all, he went to the Texas State Fair, and y'all, he went on Friday night and Sunday morning. His head, his heart felt like it was about to explode from all the fried foods. But y'all, I told him, I said, it just means that your heart loves you for getting it some fried food finally. So, yeah. Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me today, I want to remind you that that last night, Sunday night, was the start of the big run, and Big Fatty put it out there on the Twitty. And I know I haven't reviewed who the teams are, but y'all, the first time ever I have gotten a Twitty response from the chairman of the board of the Rod Nelson Lindley Podcasting Network. You may know it as the RNL Podcasting Network, but first time I've ever gotten a response from him, and y'all, he's all excited about the big run, as is that Sarah Davis. Oh, Big Friday, it's got a little Twitty going on there. That Sarah Davis is also, how much does she love the big run? Because, oh dear Gussie. Y'all, I might just mention also that over the weekend, it was not a very exciting weekend. Big Fatty went to the PatricksPubOnline.com, now known as Club Patrick's. And y'all, it was supposed to be the jungle blackout party, and y'all, all they did was put leaves all over the place. They just put big leaves everywhere, and that was supposed to be the jungle blackout party. And they're supposed to have male strippers, y'all. It was drag queens and these little boys that like to run around in the bar. And I don't know what they're trying to do, but anyway, y'all, I want to say goodbye to Princess Hannah. Evidently, she has given up the ghost. And y'all, I do want you to remember when it comes to Princess Hannah that...
I think my dad's probably older than Big Fatty.
How dare you? You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.